हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः शंकर भगवत्पादास कमेंटरी कंटिन्यूस दिस कमेंटरी बिगैन विथ एक्सप्लेनिंग द कंटेंट ऑफ द ऑल वर्सेस ऑफ द फर्स्ट चैप्टर एंड द फर्स्ट 10 वर्सेस ऑफ द सेकंड चैप्टर. And specifically in this context now, in this, Shankara Bhagavatpada has been refuting with all his 7 arguments. He refuted the Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi, has been presenting his arguments. He refuted this Jnanakarma Samuchayavadi's view. This Jnanakarma Samuchayavadi, being an Ekadeshi Vedanti, Ekadesha Vedanti or Ekadeshi, he's insistent that karma should be combined with the Jnanam as a means of attainment of Mokshaha. So very clearly Acharya pointed out. Then he has come to the point where that Grihastha Jnani should not be mistaken to be combining karma with Jnanam. Is it clear? There we are here. It is possible for this Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi to raise an objection stating that a Jnani combines karma, Jnanam with karma. He can say that. But here we had to be very careful. We should remember, no. A Jnani, which Jnani here? A Jnani who would have been a grihastha, who continues to be a grihastha, living his life as a grihastha, doing his duties, playing all his roles, having all responsibilities. In spite of that, he has attained a jnanam, who had attained his chitta shuddhi, thereby would have become qualified to attain jnanam, would have attained jnanam, continues to be a performer of actions, even as a jnani. But when a jnani continues to perform his duties, even after the attainment of jnanam, he does not perform actions for the attainment of moksha. He does not use karma as a means of attainment of moksha, because he has already attained moksha through jnanam. He has attained jnanam. As a result of jnanam, he has attained moksha. But still he continues to perform actions, and those actions should not be mistaken for real karma. Actions performed by a jnani do not have the status of being karma. Karmatvam nasti. Jnaninaha, jnaninam karmanaha. Karmatvam nasti. Jnani's actions do not have the status of being the action. Action is that which is capable of producing results. But Jnani's actions do not produce results because they're not karma. They're only karma abhasaha. Why? Because Jnani performs his actions not as a means of attainment of moksha, because he's already attained moksha. Jnani does not perform karma for moksha, because Jnani performs karma only for the loka sangraha, only for the welfare of the world, only for the upliftment of the world. Jnani performs karma. Again, Jnani is not dependent on karma for anything. Jnani is free from the notion that he is the doer. I am the doer. That notion is not there on the part of a Jnani. I am an enjoyer. That notion is not on the part of a Jnani. Because for him, there's no more identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Absolutely. Relatively, he lives in this world like an Ajnani. He functions in this world. He's active in this world. But he has very clear vision of the self being Atma. Therefore, he is free from doership and enjoyership. So being free from doership and enjoyership, being free from this erroneous notion, ahankara, of oneself being the doer and the enjoyer, when he performs his duties, actions, he performs only for loka sangraha, not for anything else. They should not be forgotten. So Jnani performs actions as a with the Jnanam. But that is not samuchayaha. That should not be mistaken for samuchayaha. That's what we read yesterday. Remember? Okay. I'm just reminding you where we left. Let me read that portion. So tasmat Gita Shastre Ishan Matrenapi Shrautena Smartena Va Karmana Atmajnana Samuchyaha Na Kenachit Darshayitum Shakyaha. So none can show anywhere in Bhagavad Gita that combination of self-knowledge with Shrauta Karma or Smartha Karma. Then yasya tu Ajnanat ragadi doshataha va karmani pravruttasya. Initially, it's a long sentence. The person who is Ajnani and being Ajnani, who has all defects such as attachment, etc. And because of those defects, even when a person is involved in all activities, but still, as Ajnani, even though he's involved in all activities with the problems such as attachment, etc., still because of living his life properly, following all the disciplines as yajnas, yajnena, danena, tapasava, in due course of time, he becomes vishuddha sattvaha. He becomes pure-minded. Pure-minded means he becomes qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Then he must have been going through all those shavanam, manam, nidhyasam, etc. As a result of which, when jnanam raises for such a person, paramartha tattva vishayam jnanam utpannam, when jnanam raises for such a person, then what is it jnanam? What is it paramartha tattva vishayam jnanam utpannam? What knowledge does rise on his part? Yekameva idam sarvam akartru brahma. All that is here is only absolute reality brahma, which is free from all actions, akartru brahma. not Kartra Brahma. All that is here is only absolute reality, essentially, which is devoid of actions. Why? Because, let me stop here and let me explain to you. When you see the ocean full of waves, from the standpoint of waves, you can see the wave-ocean duality division. You can see the plurality of waves. You can see the movement on the part of waves. They seem to be real. When you shift your attention from the wave form to the water, the truth of wave, and you understand that there is no wave other than the water, the wave cannot exist independent of the water. From the standpoint of the water, when you see, you will see only water, because wave becomes resolved as mithya. Wave is water. All waves are water. Ocean is water. Therefore, wave-ocean difference also becomes resolved from the standpoint of water. Wave-ocean duality division becomes resolved. Plurality of wave, plurality becomes resolved. Wave forms become resolved. Ocean form becomes resolved. Only you see water. From the standpoint of water, you must see what is the standpoint from where you see. And you can see, oh, what about the movement of the waves? When the wave itself is water, what about the movement? There's no movement. Everything is seeming. A seeming movement, seeming wave, seeming waveform, seeming. Everything is as though absolutely what is this? Only water. Similarly here, when a person discovers the Atma Swarupa, Atma, Paramartha Tattva Vishayam Jnanam Utpannam. When this knowledge rises for that person, Ekameva Idam Sarvam Brahma Akartva Brahma, all that is here is only the absolute reality which is devoid of, which is free from actions. Iti, when that knowledge rises, and as a jnani for him, tasya karmani karma prayojane cha nivrutte api, then this action becomes resolved. Karma prayojanam cha nivrutte, even when the result of action becomes resolved. Yatha pravritti yatra puram loka sangrahartham tathaiva pravrittasya. So the person now who is involved in all his activities, exactly how he was involved in activities before the rising of jnanam, then yat pravritti rupam drishyate, whatever activity is seen on his part, tat na tat karma, that is not actually real karma, yena buddhehe samuchaya syat. So, with which there is combination of knowledge. No. Na buddhehe samuchaya kar yena nasyat. There is no combination of knowledge with the karma. There is no karma. There is only jnanam. That karma is what? Karma abhasaha. This much yesterday I explained. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. Yatha, this also we saw yesterday, yatha bhagavataha vasudevasya kshatriya dharma cheshtitam na jnanena samuchiyate. Just as Bhagavan Vasudeva's activity in the form of a kshatriya's duty also is not combined with knowledge. Purushartha Siddhaye, for the attainment of moksha. Why? Because Bhagavan does not require moksha. So just as Bhagavan's activity is not combined with the jnanam for moksha, for the attainment of moksha, tadvat, tatha eva, in the same way, தத்பல அபிசந்தி அகங்கார அபாவச துல்லியத்வாத் விதுஷகா. சோ விதுஷகா அபி, சோ ஈவன் ஃபார் பகவான்ஸ் ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் நாட் கம்பைன்ட் வித் நாலெட்ஜ் ஃபார் அட்டன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா, ஆஸ் அ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா. ஹியர் ஆல்சோ ஃபார் ஜானி ஆல்சோ சிமிலர். How? Because Jnani also is free from Ahankara, free from all erroneous notions of oneself being the doer and performer, doer and enjoyer. And Jnani is free from the hold of desire for desire for the result of action. Pala abhisandhi ahankara abhavasya விதுஷா துல்லியத்வாத். சோ ஞானி இஸ் ஞானிஸ் ஆக்ஷன் ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் சிமிலாரிட்டி வித் ஆக்ஷன் ஆஃப் பகவான் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி வாட் நோ தி ஞானிஸ் ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தி டிசைர் ஃபார் ரிசல்ட் அண்ட் ஞானி இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் the erroneous notions of oneself being doer and enjoyer. Therefore, Jnani's action is like Bhagavan's action. Bhagavan's action is not something to be combined with the Jnanam as the means of attainment of moksha. Jnani's action also should not be mistaken as means of attainment of moksha. Jnani is already Muktaha. Is it clear? Okay. This much you have seen yesterday. Tattvavithu. Today's portion I'm reading. Tattvavithu na aham karomi iti manyate. Tattvavithu, the knower of the truth. The knower of the truth means the knower of the truth of the entirety of the universe obtaining as one's own self. The knower of one's own self, one's own essential nature, the knower of the content, the substance of the substantive I is the knower of the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. The knower of the substance of the substantive I is actually the knower of the substance of the substantive universe. The knower of the truth, tattvavitu, அகம் ந அகம் கரோமி இதி மன்யதே. I do not do any action. He considers himself to be the non-doer. நச்ச தத் பலம் அபிசந்தத்தே. அபிசந்தத்தே, the dha is the root. அபிசம் are two prefixes. அபிசந்தத்தே means desires. அபிசந்தி means desire. Abhisandhate desires. He does not thinks that he does the, he performs the action, and he does not desire the fruit of an action. He does not think, within quotation, what I am the doer, I am doing, I perform actions. He does not think. நச்சத்தத் பலம் அபிசந்தத்தே. And also, he does not desire the fruit of that action. He performs actions, but he does not think that he is performing actions. He is performing actions, but he does not desire the fruit of that action. தத்துவித்து அகம் நாகம் கரோமி இதி மன்யதே நச்ச தத் பலம் அபிசந்தத்தே. தத் பலம் தஸ்ய கர்மணஹா பலம் ந அபிசந்தத்தே. ஓகே, பிகாஸ் இஸ் நாட் டிபெண்டன்ட், பிகாஸ் ஹிஸ் ஃபார் ஹிம் ஸ்வரூபம் இஸ் மோக்ஷஹா. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன், நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். யதாச்ச, ஓகே, நவ் சங்கர் பகவத்பாதர் டேக்ஸ் அஸ் டு தி நெக்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட். Let me explain to you before I go to read that portion. See, When a person attains jnanam, jnanam, the vision a person has in his mind does not bring about any change in the external world, in his external behavior. What does it mean? He does not stop doing actions. Externally, you cannot see any change. A jnani continues to be a performer of actions, continues to be like how he was before. No change happens in the externally, outside. So in his physical behavior, you cannot see any changes. But still, change happens where? In the mind. The change that the jnanam brings about a change in the mind, in the understanding. The change is cognitive change. The jnanam brings about a cognitive shift, cognitive change, perspective change. Jnanam brings about intellectual transformation. So perspective change alone happens in the mind. The perspective change which happens in the mind, what? Alone. Now, change is the result of what is happening outside also. But not the, there's no change in the part of the, change in behavior of a jnani. When a person has no desire for action, even if a person performs action, the result of that action will be different in keeping with his understanding in the mind. Once a person has jnanam here, when the person has perspective change, immediately that karma becomes akarma. Akarma becomes not a karma. That karma loses the status of being an action. Before it was karma, it had the state, before the attainment of jnanam, jnani's action had the status of being a karma, which was capable of producing results. So jnani was doer, jnani was accumulating punya papam. The same karma he performs after the attainment of jnanam. But because the perspective change in the mind, that karma is no more a karma. Karma abhasaha. Therefore, jnani doesn't accumulate any papam, punya papam. So, even in performing ritual also, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to explain this with an example here. When a person performs actions expecting, desiring a specific result, for a specific result, when a person performs actions, performs rituals, that action, that ritual becomes kamyam karma. So there are many kamya karmane prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda. It is natural for any ajnani person who is aspiring for many other time-bound ends to perform rituals, to perform actions specifically for the fulfillment of his desires. So such actions, such rituals are said to be kamya karmani. So kamya karma, when it is performed, it will produce a proper, appropriate result. Suppose if a person performs the kamya karma, performs the karma, but without desire for a specific end, then that karma, the same karma the person performs, externally, outside, physically, a person does the same action, performs the same ritual. But one person performs with the desire in his mind for a specific result. One performs an action without the desire in his mind. Then in keeping with the change in the mind, outside also, result also will be different. Understand what I'm saying? So the person who performs the karma for a specific result, for him, the result will be there, because his karma is kamya karma. The person who performs the karma without desire for a specific result, then that karma contributes for chitta shuddhi. Karma is the same, but whether the person performs the karma with the desire for specific result or without the desire for specific result. Where is the desire? It's all in the mind. So, in keeping with how the person performs the action, with what thinking a person performs the action. Action performed is the same, but whether he performs it with the desire or without the desire. Whether he performs the action for a specific result or for chitta shuddhi. In keeping with that desire or desirelessness in the mind, the karma performed in the external world produces different results. Same action, but different results are produced. So the change in the mind brings about change in the results. Okay? That's what Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to explain. Therefore, even when a jnani performs, as a jnani, when a person performs actions, he performs it thinking that he is not doing, he is not the doer, he is not the enjoyer. Not simply thinking with a vision, with an understanding of the fact that he is not the doer, he is performing. And he doesn't have any desire for the result of action also. Therefore, that his action is karma abhasa. The same person, when he was ajnani, when he performed the action with the doership and enjoyership, then the same karma was, same action was karma, which produced result. Okay. So in keeping with the perspective change happened in the mind, the result, the action outside also becomes different. Karma and karma abhasa. Karma produces result, karma abhasa doesn't produce any result because it is not even a karma. Okay. So here Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to explain here. The same fact he wants to explain differently, different with a different example. He talks about a ritual called Agnihotram Karma. This Agnihotram Karma is the simplest ritual of the Karmakanda, ritual in the Karmakanda of the Veda, and which should be performed by a Grihastha every day without any excuse. That is why this karma is called a Nitya Agnihotram. It's like a daily worship of a Vaidika. A Vaidika, a person who strictly is given to the Vedic way of life, those days, not these days, those days, was supposed to perform this Agnihotram karma every day. But a performer of Agnihotram karma must fulfill some conditions. Agnihotram karma, Nityagnihotram karma can be performed only after a person gets married. In fact, he first begins that karma only on the day of marriage. Therefore, there's a certain ceremony also. There's ceremonial ritual is there known as Agni Adhanam Karma. Agni Adhanam Karma means only on the day of marriage, he brings fire from his father who would have been performing Agnihotram Karma, or anybody else in the family, the same lineage or some other person who has been following Agnihotram karma for a long time, from him he has to bring Agni. And then he has to start his Agnihotram karma for the day of marriage. That is that first when he brings Agni to begin his Agnihotram karma, Agni Adanam karma, it is a ritual. That itself is a ritual. To perform a ritual, one must have fulfilled many rituals. One must have performed many other rituals. Agni Adanam karma. And in order to be eligible to even do the ritual of Agni Adanam karma, to begin his Agnihotram karma, even to get married also, one must have, first of all, gone through the Upanayana Samskara, Yajnopavitam karma at the age of 7. 7 at least, and at the age of 9. So, one must have gone through one of the important samskaras known as Upanayana Samskaraha, which involves Yajna Upavitam karma. Upavitam means the sacred thread. One must have got it. Then, one must have, even then he must have lived his life, a disciplined life. Then when he gets married, the first day, and he has this Agni Adanam karma, and such a person has brought the Agni, and who is now eligible to perform the Agnihotram karma, is said to be Ahita Agnihi. Ahitaha Agnihi Yena Saha Ahita Agnihi. Such a person can perform ritual. And once he begins performing the Agnihotram karma, which is Nitya karma, Nityagnihotram karma, and one must perform Yavat Jivam Agnihotram Juhyat. One must perform the Agnihotram karma until his last breath. Unless a person, if a person becomes a sannyasi, then he can give up. That's a different thing. Otherwise, one must perform Agnihotram karma. And if a person performs Agnihotram karma regularly, in keeping with the Vedic stipulations, what will be the benefit? He will attain Swargaha. He will attain heaven. When he exhausts his Paradha karma, when he leaves the physical body, he will definitely go to heaven. He will enjoy heavenly life for a length of time. So Swarga Praptihi is the benefit of performing Nityagnihotram karma. And if a person as a married grihastha, a person as a grihastha, when he follows this strict rule, he performs his Nityagnihotram karma regularly with the desire to go to heaven, of course there'll be result. It's called Kamyam karma. A grihastha who performs Nityagnihotram karma, being qualified to perform Nityagnihotra karma, as the one who has got his Upayana karma done, who has got this Yajnopavita karma done, and who has brought the fire through this ritual of Agni Adanam karma, and now who is qualified as Ahita Agni, as the one who has brought the fire, who is eligible to perform the Agnihotram karma, such a person, as a properly qualified person, when he performs Agnihotram karma with the desire to attain heaven, then his Nityagnihotram karma is said to be Kamyagnihotram karma. Why it's called Nityagnihotram karma? Which should be performed every day. That's why Nityagnihotris will never leave their village. Even if they go somewhere, they perform early in the morning, Nityagnihotram karma, finish, then they go somewhere, they come back before evening. So that the next day's Agnihotram karma will not get stopped. They'll be very careful. Nityagnihotris, wherever they go, they'll come back. They're very, very strict about it. Such a person, if he performs with the desire to go to heaven, his karma becomes karma in the Kamya Nitya Agnihotram. காமியாக்னிஹோத்திரம் கர்ம, காமினித்யாக்னிஹோத்திரம் கர்ம, காமியம் கர்ம பிகாஸ் பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் வித் அ டிசையர் ஃபார் அ ஸ்பெசிபிக் ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் கோயிங் டு ஹெவன். சப்போஸ் த சேம் நித்யாக்னிஹோத்ரி, தி பர்ஃபார்மர் ஆஃப் திஸ் கர்ம, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சம் சம்ஸ்காரா, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் ஸ்ரத்தா இன் டூயிங் வாட் ஹேஸ் பீன் டூயிங், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் ஓன் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் கமிட்மெண்ட் டு தர்ம, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் பகவான்ஸ் கிரேஸ், இஃப் அ பர்சன் பிகம்ஸ் ரியலி பியூர் மைண்டட் அண்ட் ஈவன் வென் ஹீ இஸ் பர்ஃபார்மிங் ஹாஃப் ஆஃப் த வே ஹி மைட் ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட், ஹாஃப் ஆஃப் த வே ஆஸ் ஹிஸ் பீன் ஃபாலோயிங், when he has performed the ritual half the way, suddenly he becomes dispassionate. If he grows out of desire for heaven, he is no more interested in heaven because he understands, because he has got viveka. He has got viveka. There's only one thing which is permanent, which is Brahma. Everything else in the world is impermanent. Including all, even heavenly life is impermanent. Heavenly pleasures are time bound. So nothing in the world other than Brahman is permanent. And a person understands, only the permanent Brahman can give me permanent moksha. A person has the discriminating knowledge of what is permanent and what is impermanent. And naturally, viveka will result in vairagyam. He suddenly becomes interested only in Brahma. Let me discover Brahma. What is that Brahma? By discovering which I can attain everlasting happiness. So then he loses interest in heaven. He loses interest in time-bound material ends, even of higher lokas also. And because he becomes dispassionate towards time-bound ends such as heaven, etc. Then he performs, he continues to perform the karma. He doesn't stop the karma. But half the way he, half the means, as he's been performing for some years, but after some years, when he might have started performing the karma with the desire to go to heaven, but after having performed for many years, half the way, he might have grown out of desire for that heaven. He might give up the desire for heaven. Still, he will continue to perform his Agnihotram karma. Because it's nityam karma. As a grastha, he cannot give up. Because nitya karma, it's a Veda ordained karma. Therefore, he does not stop performing his action. He continues to perform the ritual. But in his mind, there's no desire. Change has happened in his mind. He began performing with the desire for heaven. But half the way, he gives up desire. He becomes free from the desire for heaven. Now, without desire, he continues to perform the same way, the same person, the same, following the same method, he continues to perform the Agnihotram karma as Ichcha Rahitaha. Before, he performs as a Phala Abhisandhi, Phala Abhisandhi. After this, as a Phala Anabhisandhi. As a person who is not desirous of that result anymore. When the change happens, the same karma performed outside becomes different. When a person performs the ritual with the desire, that is kamyam karma. And the person performs the same ritual without the desire for the specific end. Instead, he performs the same karma for antahkarna shuddhi. Then, that karma becomes what? That karma is different. The karma is the same, but the result will be different. So, it is the desire in the mind which determines the karma. The karma determines the result. That is why in all our pujas, when the priest comes, we give dakshina to our priest. The priest does the puja. First itself, we're explaining, stating very clearly sankalpa. When he does the sankalpa, the purpose of doing the puja is very well, very clearly expressed. Arogya siddhyartham, vivaha praptyartham, sarvabhishta siddhyartham, sarva durita kshayartham. Whatever is the specific purpose, shatru badha nivaranartham. In this way, the specific reason for what is the purpose for which this puja is specifically done, and to please a specific devata, to ward off the obstacles in certain efforts. So sankalpa determines the karma. The karma determines the result. So sankalpa is where? It's all in the mind only. Even though it is expressed, still it's in the mind first. Therefore, kamyam karma, same karma, performed the same manner, same way, becomes nishkama karma. Kamyam karma becomes nishkama karma. Kamya agnihotram becomes nishkama nityagnihotram. Kamya nityagnihotram becomes nishkama nityagnihotram karma. Okay. That's what this example he gives. Let me read the example here. Yathacha. And he says, just as Swargadi Kamarthinaha. Are you all following? Okay. Swargadi Kamarthinaha means the person who is aspiring for Swarga, etc. Swarga Adi Kama Arthyate Yena. Swargardi Kamarthi means the person who is aspiring for the fulfillment of desire in terms of attainment of heaven, etc. For him, Agnihotradi Karma karma lakshana dharma anushtanaya ahitagnehi. Such a person who is eligible to perform the agnihotram karma, agnihotradi karma lakshana dharma anushtanaya ahitagnehi, for a person who has gone through the ritual of ceremonial ritual known as Ahitagnihi, who has already brought the ritual for performing the karma in the form of Agnihotram. Agnihotra adi karma lakshana dharma anushtanaya, for performing the ritual in the form of Agnihotram, known as Agnihotram for him. Kamye eva Agnihotrado pravurtasya. The person who was involved initially in the performing Agnihotram ritual, which was actually a kamya karma. Kamye eva Agnihotrado pravurtaha means what? Kamye Agnihotrado pravurtaha means the person who was involved in the performance of rituals such as Agnihotram, etc., which is specifically performed as a kamyam karma for specific result. even for such a person. Sami Krite, when that ritual has been performed half the way, Sami means half. When Arde Krite, Sami Krite, when half of the ritual is performed, in between, what happens? Kame Vinashte Abhi. Kame Vinashte means, Vinashte Kame Abhi means that when the desire has gone, Kame Vinashte means when the desire gets lost, means that when the desire has gone, initially, when he begins to perform the ritual, he was involved in the Agnihotram Karma as a Kamyam Karma. But half the way when he has performed Sami Krite, the half of the ritual has been done, Kame Vinashte Api, Vinashte Kame Api, when the desire gets lost, when desire goes away, suddenly desire goes away. How can the desire go away? Because of some punyam he has earned as a result of living a life of dharma. Because of his prayer, because of his worship, because of his living a life of disciplines as yajna, when a person, some punyam really helps him have the viveka vairagyam, viveka, discriminative understanding happens, then he also discovers dispassion, as a result of which, when desire goes, he is no more interested in that heaven. Tadeva agnihotradi anushtitaha api. The same agnihotram, even if it was performed by the same person, tadeva agnihotradi anushtitaha api. That person, in spite of performing the same old agnihotram karma, that person performing the same old agnihotram karma, as a performer of the same old agnihotram karma, that person still natat kamyam agnihotradi bhavati. Then when the desire goes in the mind, that person who performed the same karma, his karma doesn't become kamya agnihotram karma. There's no difference in the external world. There's no difference. Whatever agnihotram karma he was performing before this vairagyam happens, before the desire goes, he was kamye eva agnihotrado pravruttah. He was involved initially in the performance of agnihotram karma, which was a kamyam karma. He was performing for heaven. But Sami Krite, because some punyam, because his tapas, because of living life, karma yoga, etc. Sami Krite, I mean, half of the ritual has been done. When the nashte kame, and the desire, when the desire goes away, agnihotrad anushtitaha api, even if he is a performer of agnihotradi karma, still tat na tat kamya agnihotradi bhavati. Such rituals do not become kamya agnihotram, etc. His agnihotram does not become kamya agnihotram. The ritual performed is the same. The performer of the ritual is also the same. But there's difference in the karma. When he performs with desire, it was kamya nityagnihotram. He performs without desire, it's nishkama nityagnihotram. Kamya nityagnihotram becomes nishkama nityagnihotram. There's no difference in performance of ritual. Difference is in result. The result is determined by the ritual. Ritual is determined by the thought in the mind. It becomes Nitya, Kama Nityagnihotram or Nishkama Nityagnihotram. If it is Nishkama Nityagnihotram, the result will be Antakarna Shuddhi, Chitta Shuddhi. If it's a Kama Nityagnihotram, whatever result it should give him, it will give. Not Chitta Shuddhi. Okay. Yathacha Swargadi Kamarthinaha Agnihotradi Karma Lakshana Dharma Anushtanaya Ahitagnehe Kamye Yeva Agnihotrado Pravuttasya Samikrute Veneshte Api Kame Tadeva Agnihotradi Anushtitaha Tadeva Agnihotradi Anushtitaha Api Tadeva Agnihotradi Anushtitaha Api Na Tat Kamyagnihotradi Bhavati. That does not become Kamya Agnihotram, etc. Understand? Not only Kamya Agnihotram, any ritual performed without a desire for Chitta Shuddhi, it is not Kamyam Karma. It is Nishkama Karma. The same karma performed with the desire for specific result, it is Kamya Karma. The result will be in keeping with how the ritual is performed. Okay. Tathacha darshayati Bhagavan. Okay. Having said that, having given this example of Nityagnihotram, how it can be Kama Nityagnihotram or it can be Nishkama Nityagnihotram, what Shankara Bhagavatpada states is, in the same way, even when a jnani continues to perform his duties as a householder, remaining as a householder, when he attains a jnanam, he does not stop his duties as a householder. He continues to perform the same duties, same activities, but with a different perspective. Therefore, there is no combination of action with the jnanam, jnanam with action. Is it clear? There's only jnanam, only karma abhasaha. So Shankaracharya really takes a lot of pain to make us understand definitely jnanam can never be combined with action as a means of attainment of moksha. So now, Shankara Bhagavatpada shows many examples from Bhagavad Gita itself. So he says, Tathacha Bhagavan. Okay. So Bhagavan darshayati, Bhagavan shows in Bhagavad Gita. What does he say? See the 7th verse of 5th chapter. Panchamadhyaye saptamaha shlokaha. He only gives a quarter of this verse. Kurvannapi nalipyate. What is that verse? Remember? Kurvannapi nalipyate. Let me read the verse. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriyah sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurvannapi nalipyate. Here a jnani grihastha is said to be not tainted by any punya papams. He does not incur any punya papam. He does not accumulate any punya papam. There is no karma for him. Even if he is performing actions, kurvannapi, in spite of performing actions, na lipyate, he is not tainted by the result of actions. He is not bound by results of actions. He is free. Who is person yoga yuktaha? The person who is endowed with the jnanam, vishuddhatma, absolutely pure minded. The person who lives a life of karma yoga thoughtfully is relatively pure minded. But a person who has attained jnanam is absolutely pure minded, because his mind has no thoughts. No impurities can be triggered from his subconscious, because there's no dependence. See, impurities from the subconscious can be triggered by external situations. Only if a person is dependent on external situations, objects and things in the world for his happiness and security. Jnani being absolutely self-dependent, not being dependent on anything in the world, nothing in the world he interacts, he perceives, he objectifies, can trigger any emotions in his mind. Therefore, he is absolutely pure-minded. Vishuddhatma. Vijitatma has absolute mastery over his mind. Jitendriya has absolute mastery over his sense organs. Such a person who is sarvabhuta atmabhuta atma. Sarvabhuta atmabhuta atma means what? The person whose self is the self of all the beings. Sarvesha bhutanam atmabhuta atmabhutaha atma. The person whose self is the only self of all the beings. Such a person, a jnani, who has no more doership and enjoyership. Such a person, kurvannapi na lipyate. In spite of doing, he is not tainted, touched by results of actions. He has no, his action is not an action. Therefore, he has no punya problems also. Now, one more verse Bhagavan quotes. Na karoti na lipyate. So, in spite of performing, he does not get tainted, means his action is not really action. It's karma abhasa. Therefore, actually he does not perform. Even if he is performing, he does not perform. Therefore, he is not touched, tainted. Lipyate, again, the same verb is used next verse also. So this next verb, next verse, na karoti na lipyate, the 31st verse of the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Anaditva nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyayah shariratsthopi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate. Who is this jnani? Anaditvat nirgunatvat. This person, when he sees the self as Atma, which has beginninglessness, and which has attributelessness, because of the nature of the beginninglessness of the Atma, attributelessness of the Atma, I am Paramatma Avyayaha. He is the absolute self. Avyaha, changeless. Sharirastaha api. Even though Paramatma alone obtains as the innermost essence of the absolute self, the absolute reality implied by the term Atma, always said to be Paramatma alone obtaining as the innermost self of every being. Sharirastaha api. Sarirastaha means what? Obtaining in every body also. Kurvan api na lipyate. In spite of doing also, na lipyate. Is not tainted by karma palam. Which means there is no karma. When Bhagavan does actions, it is not action which can produce result. But a jnani performs actions, it is not an action which can produce results. Iti, tatra tatra, here and there, everywhere, Bhagavan also, all over Bhagavad Gita, when he talks about a jnani, he emphatically states this fact of ஞானிஸ் ஆக்ஷன் பீயிங் நாட் அன் ஆக்ஷன் கர்மா பட் கர்ம ஆபாசகா விச் டசன்ட் ப்ரொடியூஸ் எனி ரிசல்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் தேர் இஸ் நோ காம்பினேஷன் ஆஃப் ஞானம் வித் கர்மா தி பார்ட் ஆஃப் அ ஞானி. எச்ச அகெயின் 15th verse of 4th chapter. பூர்வைஹி பூர்வத்தரம் கிருதம் ஏவம் ஜ்ஞாத்வா கிருதம் கர்ம பூர்வை பூர்வைரபி முமுக்ஷுபிஹி ஏவம் ஜ்ஞாத்வா கிருதம் கர்ம பூர்வைரபி முமுக்ஷுபிஹி குரு கர்மைவ தஸ்மாத்வம் பூர்வை பூர்வதரம் கிருதம். How action are performed by wise people in of the past. So, as a karma yogi, when a person performs an action, he performs with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. As a jnani, when a person performs, he has no doership. He does not perform the action with the thought that he is the doer. Therefore, purvaihi purvataram yathakritam. So also Arjuna, may you do the same way. So why does Shankara Bhagavatpada present all these quotations? Just to say how Bhagavan himself makes it very clear that jnanam need not be, cannot be combined with action as a means of attainment of mokshaha. So he says,
karmanaiva hi samsiddhim asthita janakadayah லோகசங்கிரகமேவாபி சம்பஷ்யன் கர்த்துமர்ஹசி.
த கம்ப்ளீட் வேர்ஸ் இஸ் தட் பட் சங்கர பகவத்பாதா ஒன்லி ஜஸ்ட் பட் தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ஸ்.
கர்மணைவ ஹி சம்சித்திம் ஆஸ்திதா ஜனகாதய லோகசங்கிரகமேவாபி சம்பஷ்யன் கர்த்துமர்ஹசி.
நவ் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் how the bhasham is highly textual. In between, so many verses are quoted here. If you do not know these verses, you will not enjoy the bhasham. Bhasham class is different. We must have all the verses ready. Oh, which verse means what? Why Bhagavan presents that verse here? Just to say, so janakadayaha, so janakadayaha, this is something Shankara Bhagavatpada takes really special effort to make us understand how this verse must be understood. Janaka etc., the many kings who had tremendous responsibility of being a king, of being a ruler, being a householder, grastaha, the grastas and the kings, Kshatriyas, still with all the responsibilities, with all their lot of activities, samsiddhim asthitaha, they were the people, were jnanis, they had attained jnanam. Samsiddhi means absolute accomplishment in terms of jnanam, moksha. They had already attained jnanam, moksha. How? Performing actions. Karmana eva. So karmana eva means they did not attain moksha along with jnana. Okay. Performing actions as a result of karma. No. Samsiddhim asthitaha. How did they attain? Jnanat samsiddhim asthitaha. They attained moksha as a result of jnanam. But still, even after the attainment of jnanam, they continued to be with actions. They continued to be with actions. A jnani is a person of accomplishment, of freedom. He need not perform actions. Still, he continues to perform his actions. For what? Loka Sangrahartham. Not for moksha. But even if he, jnani, performs action, karmana eva, samsiddhim asitaha janakadeha asan. So, the great kings like Janaka, who attained moksha through jnanam, continued to live their lives with actions. They did not use karma as a means of attainment of moksha. They attained moksha through jnanam. They did not give up activities physically, but they were free from the notion of oneself being the doer. Performing actions without the notion of oneself being the doer is what makes one's karma karma abhasa. Therefore, it says karmana eva samsiddhim asitaha janakadayaha. So Shankaracharya says iti. This is what is said in this 20th verse of 3rd chapter. Tattu vibhajya vigneyam. Shankaracharya says, this sentence should not be misunderstood. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, tattu vibhajya vigneyam. This statement should be understood properly, having discerned what is said in the beginning and what is said later on. Pravibhajya, prakarshena vibhajya. Prakarshena viseshena, okay? Bhaktva. Prakarshena, so pravibhajya. Having carefully discerned, this sentence must be understood. Karmana evahi samsiddhim asthitaha means the jnana karma samuchayavadi may interpret this as what? As, oh, Janaka and others attained moksha through jnanam combined with karma only. No, they've already attained moksha. So they did not use karma as a means of attainment of moksha. In fact, when they param karma, their karma is not even karma. Karma abhasa. What it means is, even after having attained moksha, they continued to live with actions without giving up activities physically. For the welfare of the world, for the upliftment of the world, society around. Is it clear? So karmana, the third case, that karmana should be understood as what? How should it be discerned? Karmana eva asan. It means they continued to remain with their activities. They never stopped their activities. After the attainment of jnanam, they never stopped their physical activities. They continued to be with their activities. Iti pravibhajya vigneyam. Tatkatham. How it should be understood. It is said, yadi tavat purvam janakadayaha tattva vidaha api pravrutta karmanaha syuhu. If Janaka and other kings, tattva vidaha api, even though they were wise people, tattva vidaha means they were wise people, they were knowers of the truth, still, தத்துவிதக அபி பிரவருத்த கர்மாணக சியு. பிரவருத்த கர்மாணக மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தே கண்டினியூ டு பி தி பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். பிரவருத்தானி கர்மாணி ஏஷாம் தே பிரவருத்த கர்மாணக. பீப்புள் ஹூஸ் ஆக்டிவிட்டிஸ் கண்டினியூடு டு பி தேர். People of continued activities are said to be pravrutta karmanaha. Pravruttani karmani yesham te pravrutta karmanaha. What does it mean? People of continued activities. People of involvement in continued activities. ஜனகாதயா தத்துவவிதா அபி ஈவன் தோ தேவர் நோவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத் ஈவன் தோ தேவர் ஜானீஸ் ஸ்டில் தேவர் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் கண்டினியூட் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் தே நெவர் ஸ்டாப் தேர் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் பட் வென் தே பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் தே பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் தி வெல்ஃபேர் ஆஃப் தி சொசைட்டி நாட் ஆஸ் அ மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா. ஓகே. தே லோக சங்கிரகார்த்தம் ஹவு டிட் தே பர்ஃபார்ம் ஹவு டிட் தே கண்டினியூ டு பி பிரவருத்த கர்மானஹா தேவர் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் கண்டினியூட் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் பிகாஸ் தே லோக சங்கிரகார்த்தம் கர்ம கிருத்தவந்தா தட் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் they performed their activities, they continued to remain in activities without giving up activities for the upliftment of the world. Loka sangrahartham, for the welfare of the world. But what was the attitude they had when they were performing activities? Gunaha guneshu vartante iti matva. Gunaha guneshu vartante means what? See, whatever activities were being performed, they were thinking. Now, sense organs are in their respective sense objects. When the perceptions, when they're interacting with the world, they thought, the body is involved in activities, mind is involved in thinking, intellect is involved in activities, all the sense powers are involved or with their respective sense objects. So the material, inert material, anatma factors are with their respective inert material anatma things. I am here only as the witness. With this understanding, they continued to be the performance of actions. லோக சங்கிரகார்த்தம் குணாஹா குணேஷு வர்த்தந்தே இதி ஞானேனைவ சித்திமாஸ்திதாஹ. Got it? கதம் சித்திம் சம்சித்திம் கதம் ஆஸ்திதாஹ ஞானேன ஏவ கேவலம் ஞானேன ஏவ கேவல ஞானேன ஏவ ஒன்லி த்ரூ ஞானம் ஒன்லி ஆஸ் அ ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப் they attained moksha. Jnaneneva samsiddhim asthitaha. But even after the attainment of jnanam, they were performing actions for the welfare of the world. Thinking, I mean with the objectivity they were performing. The objectivity means what? Without having entertained the notion that one's own self is the doer, they saw all activities, actions, performance of actions means what? The sense organs, organs of actions are with their respective objects. That was the understanding. With the understanding, they were performing actions. Iti. ஞானேன ஏவ சம்சித்திம் ஆஸ்திதாஹ. கர்ம சந்நியாசே பிராப்தே அபி. See, கர்மசந்யாசே பிராப்தே அபி. இன் ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் அட்டைன்ட் ஞான கர்ம சந்யாசா, வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? இன் ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் அட்டைன்ட் ஞான கர்ம சந்யாசா மீன்ஸ் ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ். இன் ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் அட்டைன்ட் ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ், கர்மணாசக ஏவ சம்சித்தி ஆஸ்திதாக. What does it mean? Jnana karma sanyasaha means renunciation of actions through knowledge means being free from the notion that I am the doer. Renunciation of actions through knowledge means in spite of performing physically activities, being free from the notion that one's own self is the doer is jnana karma sanyasaha. So giving up physical activities does not make a person renunciate of actor, make a person jnana karma sanyasi. Who is a jnana karma sannyasi? Jnana karma sannyasi is not the one who has physically given up the activities. Jnana karma sannyasi is the one who is, in spite of performing the actions, who performs actions without the notion of the oneself being the doer. Naan seigindavan endra ennam illamal seigindavan is a jnana karma sannyasi. Don't worry about one sentence in Tamil, okay? Take it easy. You didn't miss anything. Karma sannyase prapte api karmana sahaiva. They always, they continued to be involved in activities. As the people of freedom, samsiddhim astitaha, as the people who had attained freedom, na karma sanyasam kritavantaha, they have not renounced their actions physically. Karma sanyasam na kritavantaha, physically they did not give up activities. They had not renounced their activities physically, but they have renounced their actions through knowledge, which means they continued to be involved in activities without the notion that one's own self is the doer. கர்ம சந்யாசே ப்ராப்தே அபி கர்மணாசக ஏவ சம்சித்திம் ஆஸ்திதாக ந கர்ம சந்யாசம் கிருத்தவந்தா கர்ம சந்யாசம் ந கிருத்தவந்தா. கர்மணாசக ஏவ ஆசன், தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். ஜஸ்ட் பிகாஸ் தே கண்டினியூ டு பி involved in performing actions, they did not give up the activities. Atha nate tattva vidaha, were they not jnanis? They were jnanis. So samsiddhi can mean mental purification. Samsiddhi can mean jnana mokshaha also. So Ishvara samarpitena karmana sadhana bhutena samsiddhim sattva shuddhim jnana utpatti lakshanam va samsiddhim ஜனகாதயஹ ஆஸ்திதாஹ இதி வியாக்கியேயம். Okay, this portion I need to explain. Okay, and let me explain this in the next class. Let me, before I go to Athatena Tattvavidaha, leave that portion. From this portion, I'll explain next class. Okay? But have you understood until ityartha na karma sanyasam krutavantaha ityartha? Have you understood until then? Okay. The whole paragraph we've been reading. What is the one sentence important lesson you have learned? By presenting all these quotations from Bhagavad Gita itself, having support of Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada emphatically states that jnanam can never be combined with the karma as a means of attainment of mokshaha. So jnani can continue to be involved in activities for the good of the world. Just because he is performing actions, we should not mistake his action for action. It is not an action. It is abhasa. We can't translate the word karma abhasa. It's a non-translatable. Therefore, they have no punya pap. When the perspective change happens in the mind, in the buddhi, outside also, no more kartrutvam, no more bhoktrutvam, no doership, no enjoyership, they are free. It is not in performing actions, not non-performing actions. It's all in knowledge, which happens in the mind. So, okay. This portion will continue in the next class. Is it clear? If you have any doubts in what you have read today, please text me. So, we will have beautiful, beautiful Bhashyam coming in the following verse later on. This is only one. This because refuting Jnanakrama Samuchyavadi is like this. So many times repetition is important. Pauna Punyena Shravanam means repeatedly listening to what is being said is important for clarity. That is the style of the Shastrams, style of the, in the teaching also. See, Pujya Swamiji used to say this. See, in writing a book or anything, if you repeat what is said once, what is said once, if it is repeated, it's a doshaha, it's a defect. It's called punarukti doshaha. It's an entropy. Punarukti doshaha is repeating what has been already said. It's a punarukti doshaha. That dosha can be accepted in all other sciences. But in Vedanta Shastram, there is no such thing called punarukti doshaha. So I had the freedom to repeat as many times as possible. So I am not repeating. Shankara Bhagavatpada repeats. So I had to repeat it as well. Vedanta Shastre Punarukti Dosha Nasti. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.